Hi, good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, it is July the 4th today. You going to set off some fireworks for America?
Also, my husband, who was born today as well.
Ooh, okay. Well,
I like to make fun of him that he was born on the 4th of July to an American mother.
Well,
from Missouri.
Well, there you go. So he's going to be celebrating for sure at some point.
I mean, if we can find some fireworks, I'm all there.
Well, just come back with all your fingers next
limbs,
week.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah? What have we got in our Country Music Insider today?
Ronnie McDowell recently shared an update and video of himself walking in the wake of that mini stroke that he had back June 20th. 21st. He says he's doing okay and that he has officially been cleared to exercise and to perform. And he says he expects to be back on the stage very soon. I know a lot of these performers, that's a big driver for them to get back on stage.
100%.
Luke Combs posted a bit of a spoof video of one of those like get ready with me videos, and it's pretty funny. He's known for not really having much of a wardrobe.
Like the same shirt and hat always.
So in the video, he shows two identical black t-shirts.
Yeah.
And he's like, which one, black or black? Like, it's so good.
That is good.
Everyone thought that Ella Langley's new song, Never Met Anyone Like You, was about Riley Green, because internet rumors, you know. But Ellie put some cold water on that. She says, maybe I have a life outside of social media drama.
I mean, maybe, right?
Can't blame the girl.
No.
And the Grand Ole Opry is going to return to its original home at the Ryman Auditorium for a show on July 17th to pay tribute to the final Opry show at that venue back in March of 1974.
Okay.
Bill Anderson, who performed at that final show back in 74, is going to perform on the 17th. And the show is a part of the Opry 100 celebrations this year.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And just make sure it's still up to fire code.
Right?
Haven't been around there for that many years.
Yeah.
Could be a few cobwebs in the corners, but there you go. That is our Country Music Insider today.